Hi, welcome back to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today, we're talking about knowing everything. And really, I'm going to start by saying, I do not know everything. I am not an encyclopedia. I am not a computer. Not to say that computers even know everything. But I don't know everything. I've not read every single book out in the world. I've not been able to have a photographic memory. I've not had every experience possible to man or woman. I do not know everything. And that's okay. It's okay why we don't know everything. In fact, when you go and talk to a teacher who is supposed to give you a lot of answers, or a parent who's supposed to give you a lot of answers, you'll find that we just are not creatures in this world who know every single thing about every possible bit of knowledge that's out there. We just don't. Our brains aren't built that way, and nor do we have enough room in our heads to store all of that. And I will say, if you look at a computer, while you think you are looking at every bit of information that's ever been made, it's true to a point. It's the information that's only been input to the computer or into the cloud or wherever it's being stored up to a certain point. I read once that it's only like something like 15% or 20% of all books have actually been digitized and put into the internet. So when you look at that, I mean, there's a lot of books that were written in the, 1500s, 1600s, 1700s that were never digitized. Maybe they got swallowed up by fire or hurricanes or thunderstorms or buried in landfills. But all that content is gone. The crazy thing is, even though we don't have all knowledge from the beginning of time, we do have a lot of knowledge, and it's getting considerably bigger, the amount of knowledge that's being stored. Is it all accurate? Well, probably not. But we also have to be judges of what we're reading and what we're looking at to know whether or not something is accurate or not. So why am I bringing all this up? So I think the important aspect of this, and the important aspect for my kids, as well as anybody else who's listening, is that parents and teachers don't know everything. Kids do not know everything. We are going to talk to people who think they know a lot, and they may know some things, and that's good, but they don't know everything. So what is it about teachers that if they don't have the knowledge, or if a parent doesn't have the knowledge, then why do we send people to school? Maybe a fair point. But the point of going to school is not that a teacher is going to give you every single bit of knowledge that you're going to need for the rest of your life. What they do is they create a foundation for you to be able to ask questions, figure out answers. Sometimes you're going to find answers on your own. Sometimes you're going to find it in a book. Sometimes you're going to find it by talking to other people. Sometimes your teacher or your parent will have that answer. But the bigger point of all of it, and I know this is going to be shocking, but the bigger point of going to school is so that you can learn to learn, is that you can learn to figure out, where do I go to find those answers? Is it that I go right to the internet or to my phone and look things up? You can try, and in some cases you'll probably find an answer, whether it's accurate or not, that may or may not be true. But it teaches, by going to school, it teaches you that it's not just one source or one resource. Your parents have some knowledge. My parents had knowledge that I thought I knew more than them. I know that my teachers and my coaches, they all had knowledge, but they had knowledge in certain areas. So they might be good in math, They might be good in science. They might be good in English. They might be good in sports or at fitness. But they didn't know everything, and that's okay, because they might still be learning. And as we've talked about many, many, many times, life is a learning experience. And you are going to fail at some things, and some teachers, they're going to try and trick you and say, oh, I do know the answer, and they might give you a story, or a parent, or an adult, or even one of your peers. They could give you misinformation. Sometimes it'll be on purpose, sometimes it won't. You have to be the judge of that. But for the most part, people should be helping you to learn and figuring out how to find the answer. If they don't know it, that's okay. It's okay to say you don't know the answer to something, or it's okay to say I'm still learning. It's okay to say I'm the new person here at a job, and I'm trying to figure this out, and maybe even ask for help. It's okay to do those things. But, you know, it's important that we don't go around thinking that we know everything about every topic. You know, it's the old adage of being a jack of all trades and master of none, meaning that you have a little knowledge about a lot of things, but you don't know enough about any one topic to really be a master. So there's some statements that we obviously don't want to be saying to people. You know, if you don't work hard now, you'll regret it the rest of your life. It's my job to keep you safe. I'm punishing you because you have to learn that this is unacceptable. You know, it's things like that that don't help you to focus in on the learning aspect of it. And, you know, people get scared when they don't have an answer, especially teachers. Some teachers get very frustrated because they have studied topics, and some parents even too, that they want to be there for you, for their students, for their kids. And they want to give you all the answers. They just can't, because again, there's no way that any a teacher or a parent would have all the knowledge in the world. We have a lot. We've learned a lot of things over our years as we get older, just as you will. And it's good that we keep learning. So again, it's okay if we say and admit that we don't have the answers. It might be disappointing for somebody to hear, but that doesn't mean that we can't go out and figure out the answer together. We can transform that conversation into being a lesson to help kids or students to understand that sometimes not everybody has those answers, but that we might be able to figure it out. And so it's important for us to be curious. It's important for us to ask the questions. And that's always going to be a good thing. Always get out there and search for knowledge. And if you don't know, again, let's go and figure it out together. It's much better to say you don't know rather than to hear somebody try and make up something, because then you get caught in lies, and that ruins your credibility with people. That tells people that, you know what, they really aren't serious about trying to help me or trying to figure out what the answer is. So you do need to be careful. If you don't know the answer, more often than not, some people might get frustrated by that. But most people who are rational will say that's okay, because they also don't have the answer. That's why they're asking you the question. So it's okay to say that you don't have the answer. And more people will be respectful of you or show you respect because of the fact that you were honest with them right out of the gate. So anyway, this is a quick one. I just wanted to let you all know that sometimes we don't always have the answers. I don't know is an okay answer sometimes. And then let's go find out together. So with that, I thank you for listening to my kids. I love you. I hope that this gives you a little bit of a thought in your head to say, hey, it's okay that dad doesn't have an answer once in a while. Or it's okay that a coach or a teacher doesn't have the perfect answer. And really, sometimes the answer may not be one thing. It may be multiple things, and you might be able to go about it different ways to get there. Anyway, with that, thank you for listening, and until next time, take care.